listening to Kid Talk.
Kid Talk.
What's Kid Talk?
Our class is making this podcast to teach you about what we've been learning.
In this episode, we're going to listen to Ms. Pender tell us how student-led conference should go.
What do you do with all that stuff? How do you manage?
In second, third grade, you know, it's obviously a little different as you get older. In second, third grade, I have a different color paper for every subject: reader, writer, scientist, mathematician, community member. And we take one, it probably takes us a good 2 weeks to get through everything, maybe a little bit longer. But we're using our writer's workshop. We're using some of our inquiry time because it is an inquiry into ourselves. We're using a different color paper, the kids will write their statements and their growth and their change over time. And then they collect their artifacts, and I'll collect them from the kids, paperclip it together. So I kind of have a folder for myself of everybody's this with a checklist of who I've received. The kids really seem to like to have a checklist with their names on it, too. And we've got a chart under reader, writer, mathematician, and when they complete one, they can go up and put a check under it. And it's really sweet because by the time we finish that whole line of all the different subject areas, then we'll ring the chimes and we'll say, ladies and gentlemen, this person has finished their student-led conference. They're ready to present. And everyone stands up and gives them a standing ovation. So for every child, once they finish, we give standing ovations. And then they go and present it to their families and their friends. And they feel like rock stars because it is a celebration.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know y'all did that.
That's one of our favorite parts.
What a neat idea, because it really does affirm this is hard work, right? And so it's a huge process, but just the celebration too, and how satisfied they can be and how proud of themselves they are for this huge accomplishment.
So within the classroom, that's all happening, and they're excited about what they've accomplished, and they recognize and appreciate the amount of work that's gone into this. But then the next step, when we start doing these conferences, we have a whole day that we schedule these conferences and or evenings, depending on teacher to teacher. But we'll set up a table, put a tablecloth, light a candle, have the smart board ready, any kind of materials that particular child needs, and all of their paperwork right there for them. So I think it's important to note that we set parents up ahead of time, saying, if you have concerns or questions that you would like to talk about with me as a teacher, we'll make a separate date for that. This is really the child's celebration, and the child facilitates it. They are in charge and take the lead. I'm there to kind of help hand the book to them that I know that they need to use, make sure the smart board is working, and occasionally I'll make comments or help remind them if they forgot something. You wanted to talk about the way you did this, remember? Because I've worked with them all through this process. I know really well what they want to talk about. And they're usually a little bit nervous at the first 2 or 3 minutes, but then all of a sudden they realize they have their parents' undivided attention. And sometimes that doesn't happen for periods of time. We schedule these for about 20 minutes at a time, and we actually set the timer. But when they realize they have that attention and they're the ones, you know, sharing all their information, then all of a sudden it's so much fun. They have a great time. And they go through all of their information and they become more confident. The demonstrations, like some will do demonstrations of how to make a circuit and talk about all the components of the circuit. Sometimes it's a matter of going to the board and working out a math problem, showing their skills as a mathematician. And it's just so much fun. They have such a great time. And the parents are so full of pride watching their child. And their child has such ownership over their learning. It's super clear.
Yeah, that's really incredible. And just some of the ways you've talked about how you set them up and how you've got the candle lit and the tablecloth. And you have this great sculpture, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Circle of Friends.
So I imagine it's a very different experience for a lot of people who haven't had anything ever like that. But once again, such an affirming experience for kids. Finding the time, though, for really busy teachers, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, 20 minutes per kid, mm-hmm. Not to mention, you know, really the hours of investment up to it. It's a teacher really is passionate about what they do in order to make the time to do this.
Right. And the first couple of times you do it, you're going to find ways to adjust a little bit and find, oh, if I do this ahead of time, then that makes it easier in this place. And those are the little tricks of the trade that we all learn over time. And usually if you take one or two after school mm-hmm. for a week or so, it all kind of works out. We've been lucky enough to have close to 100% participation most of the time, and we work hard to make sure we can work with parent schedules to have those, because they are so important. All the kids are so excited when they come back from their conference, they're cheered again, and you know, I've had one child just come in the room and flop down on the ground with a big smile on his face. Oh, that was awesome. So that makes it worth it. It makes it worth the extra time and where you're squeezing these things in.
Yeah, it's so neat. And when they're little kids, too, sometimes they'll look right up at their parent and say, I want to do it again. And we're like, oh, no, we're not going to do it again. One thing I do is I do a trial run with a couple of kids, mm-hmm. just a few conferences at the time, just to sort of get myself used to gauging them. I invite the parents to send in, to bring with them a note that they've written to the kid about just their life and their experience, because I want the parents to have the joy of reflecting on their kid and sharing what they've experienced, their child's growth.
That's one of my favorite parts, and that's when usually the tears come, because parents don't get a lot of opportunities to put things in writing of how they feel about their child and how they've grown and their pride in that growth. And then, of course, you know, my children personally came through Center for Inquiry and in your classroom. And there are times where we'll stumble across one of the booklets and find that letter. And they love rereading it again, even now as teenagers. So it's a precious treasure, I think.
I think so, too. And I think after, you know, you and I have both done this, you've done this 23 times, right? I mean, so there's certain things I'm sure that you've shifted and done differently over the years. And so I'm just grateful that looking back at this point in my career, I feel like it's a part of a legacy of being able to tell parents, this is important, you know, savor this, write this, keep this, because one day you'll be glad you have it.
When people who are trying it for the first time, it doesn't have to be anything really elaborate. It's just the active reflection of the child is recognizing how they've grown in just a couple of ways and have something to show parents in each of those different areas. That's powerful.
Absolutely. I know that with my little ones, too, when they're reading, we'll say, just read one page, and then we stick the bookmark in and close the book up and say, take it home and enjoy the rest of it tonight with your family. Mm-hmm. Or that parent or grandparent who wasn't able to come, then they can recreate the conference for their family at home.
Exactly.
You know, that's a sweet thing to do because it just keeps going, right?
Yeah. And they have those booklets, and they can do it as many times as they want. And even as they get into older grades, they can look back at the booklet from the grade maybe 1 or 2 years before and just kind of giggle and see how much they've changed.
For little kids, when we're fixing to do our conferences, they get the deer in the headlight look, you know, because it's something they've never experienced. So we do ask our buddies to come in. We'll invite our fifth grade friends in, and we'll actually, I'll set it up first to where I'm the parent. I pretend to be one of the kids' parents, and I don't pick one that looks perfect. I pick one that sort of looks messy, and we'll sit there, and in front of the whole class, we'll have like a goldfish circle mm-hmm. where the child and I'll pretend to be the parent, and I'll encourage them at the same time to whisper and keep going and tell us about how they've grown as a reader, writer, mathematician, scientist, all of that. And then when their buddies come in, then each child has that extra practice with another person nodding their heads. And the fifth graders, you know, they have a big responsibility to pretend and ask questions and do things that will help the kindergartner remember where they are. And even the phrases, if you want to know about me as a reader, if you want to know about me as a writer, then just being able to help them say those phrases becomes a thing for us in kindergarten, right? So having that extra time to practice.
There is the presentation aspect of it, and we help support our kids with that in lots of different ways, including when they published writing, and they're the person in the spotlight sharing their writing, and that then getting feedback from their peers, and having that community of risk takers, of knowing that it's okay to put myself out there, because we're going to be supported by each other. And then even we have the Friday gatherings where each class is responsible for sharing some of their learning to the rest of the school. So that is really helpful for us too. But in the day-to-day things, we really highlight each other as mentors. If someone does something in Writer's Workshop, we'll take a moment and throw it up on the board and say, did you see how this author did this? Isn't that an amazing strategy? And I really appreciate that you can teach us about this. And the child comes up and tells us what they did. So throughout our daily life, those moments are really seized and brought into everything to help with that presentation moment at student-led conferences too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one gift of being here at this place, is because all of the teachers here, we believe the same things about readers and writers, and we all learn so much from each other. There's so much that goes into it. And as I'm getting ready to do student-led conferences and plan and prepare student-led conferences with my first graders, getting the kids set up and ready to embark on this journey again, I'm excited just about the whole opportunity of sharing with mm-hmm. their families, reflecting, being able to have those conversations, and then speaking and talking with each other about how we've grown. It's also, especially at this time of the year, it's also exciting because right. it's like a fresh start, but still, you know, you have 6 months to go. So.
And I think that was kind of exciting. We changed that maybe about 10 years ago, where our conferences were more towards the end of the year as a sharing kind of thing, and decided that we would like to use this as more of a formative structure, where this is where we've been, but we still have time to work on our goals for the next few months before the end of the school year. So I think that's really been a nice shift in over time.
People who are not quite ready to do it this second mm-hmm. can start planning ahead and maybe do yours in February or March, and then you'll have some neat things to share by then too, and maybe be more confident, get some more ideas from podcasts like this one. Cannot thank you enough being with us today.
They are so worth it. You've got me all excited to get ready to start a new round.
Well, I'm excited too. And I know that we're definitely going to be gonging every time anybody totally finishes. My kids will be all about that. And so it is just a really neat time to be a teacher and to be able to try some new things we've never tried, and to learn so much from people out there mm-hmm. in the world and be able to share with others. So thanks so much. We're really thrilled to have had your expertise and can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Well, thanks. It was fun.